Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The United Kingdom becoming the first to approve a new and improved version of Moderna's COVID vaccine. The updated formula promises to build up our immunity against the original coronavirus and the Omicron variant strains. Dr. Robert Wachter is the chair of the Department of Medicine at UC San Francisco. Doctor, thanks for being back with us. So I guess one of the questions that has come up repeatedly, actually, in the past few months is, do we really need these sort of tweaked versions of the vaccine if the original one, we're constantly being told, is still doing a really good job keeping people from getting very sick and dying?
Yeah, the answer is that there can be a better vaccine. The original one is doing a good job against severe infection, but not doing a very good job against preventing all infections. And even if you got the original one, if you got it, you know, your last booster 6 or 8 months ago, its efficacy against severe infection has waned. So your next booster should probably be one that is partly targeted against the actual virus that is at play now, which is the Omicron BA5. So I suspect this will be, it won't be life-changing, but it will be better and last longer than what we currently have.
And what is the formula of this Moderna vaccine? Because they were trying to decide for a long time, you know, which strains to put in it. Did they go for the latest and greatest, or is this like original Omicron?
No, it's the new and improved Omicron. It's against the BA5, which is the virus that we have now. And the good and happy news, and I don't say that much about COVID, is that the BA5, which has been the variant that's been the variant du jour for a couple of months, doesn't seem to be in the process of being replaced by anything else, at least for a while. And so there was a worry when they decided to go with BA5 a couple of months ago, like, okay, great, but if the vaccine rolls out September, October, and there's BA7 or 8 or 10 or 12, then maybe it won't work as well. It looks like BA5 is going to be the variant that will be in play when the new vaccine rolls out. So we don't know for sure yet, but the assumption is that it will work better in terms of preventing severe infections and in terms of preventing all infections. And so when you have a chance to get it, I would get it.
I presume that Pfizer is working on its own version of this updated vaccine, but if that ends up coming out much later on, for whatever reason, people who were originally vaccinated and originally boosted with Pfizer, it's okay for them to get the Moderna one when it's available?
Yeah, I mean, the evidence seems pretty clear that mixing and matching, as people call it, is certainly no worse than sticking with the same one and might actually be a smidgen better. I, for example, got my first three shots were Pfizer, and I decided to take a fourth shot with Moderna. There's some evidence that it gives you a little bit broader immune response. So I'd say when this thing comes out, probably doesn't matter which one you get. And if you've gotten the other one, it's perfectly fine to switch over to the other vaccine.
You think people who skipped their third or fourth original dose will actually get this one because it's different? Is that the sales pitch?
I mean, the sales pitch is there's just no question that it will work better and markedly decrease your chances of getting really sick, going to the hospital and dying, and do it quite safely. So I would have thought that would be enough of a sales pitch. It turns out for some people it has been, for some people it hasn't. There probably are some people who have been waiting for this, you know, got maybe their first booster, didn't get the second one because they were waiting for a new and improved booster. And so hopefully some of them will get it. I expect that for a lot of people, they feel like, you know, COVID's over. And unfortunately they're wrong. There's still 100,000 reported cases a day in the United States because of home testing not being counted. That probably translates to 500,000, 600,000 cases a day. So there's a huge amount of COVID around. If you're vaccinated and boosted, you're almost certainly not going to die of it. But I still don't want to get it. You're laid up for several days or a week or 10 days. And there is this possibility of long COVID, which makes a lot of people feel crummy for an awful long time. So my sales pitch is it's safe, effective, and there's no good reason not to get it when it comes out.
And when it does come out, are we now at the point of, until something maybe even better comes along down the road, yearly vaccines, as opposed to, you know, people who were diligent about getting vaccinated in the past year, year and a half, you know, they've gotten several vaccines in a 12-month period. Are we down to now one a year?
I don't think we have any idea. The hope is that this new booster will last longer. A part of the reason the last booster or two didn't last as long was that new variants came out that partly were able to sidestep the vaccine and the boosters. So the length of, the timing of this booster will be determined in part by how well it works. We don't quite know yet, but also how long it works will partly depend on whether this variant stays the variant for the next year. I think if you were a betting person, you'd say there's probably going to be a new variant because that's we've seen four or five of them in the last 6 or 8 months. And so I would not bet on this being one and done for a year. One and done also feels right, in part because we're used to the flu vaccine you take once a year. But that's partly because flu is a seasonal virus. You don't have to worry about it over the summer. And what we've learned about COVID is it's not a seasonal virus. It will come out in the spring. It will come out in the summer. And so if I had a bet, I'd say you're probably going to look at another one 6 months later.
One quick question, then we're going to run out of time. Are there any other diseases where someone has to be vaccinated several times a year for perpetuity?
Not that I can think of. And it may turn out to be that you don't need to get vaccinated every 6 months in perpetuity, because by the time we get to whatever the final stage is, everybody's gotten it enough times and everybody keeps getting it, that the disease is milder and we have better therapies. So if you do get it, there's a guarantee that you can take something easy and safe that will prevent anything severe happening. But yeah, there's not really a model for this, but everything about this has been funky.
Dr. Robert Wachter chairs the Department of Medicine, UC San Francisco.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.